Drive into summer savings at Burt Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on complete car care services like free alignment checks, $20 off any Valvoline oil change, $20 AC checks, and $25 off any service over $250. Burt Brothers Tire and Service.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Kind of look at the film. What do you make of what you saw? What kind of stood out about the Oregon game?
I just think we didn't execute. We came out flat. Wasn't running the plays like we should have been. Wasn't being physical enough. I think it was just a overall domination on their part. Credit to them, they're still a great team, but we definitely just came out flat and we weren't able to make plays.
Personally for you, a little bit of a breakout game. What was going right for you specifically?
I mean, it wasn't nothing special. I just think it was just giving me opportunity to make plays. We had a one-on-one matchups that we game plan against, and Bryson was just giving me opportunities to make plays and I made the most of them. So I don't think it was anything different. It was just waiting for the opportunities to come in the game.
You guys have had some offensive success, you know, in the previous weeks. How do you get back to that? How do you do that more consistently, just in terms of generating, you know, chunk plays, plays downfield?
I think players just got to make plays. I think that's what it boils down to. I mean, you can execute an entire game plan saying that this is going to work, but if we can't make the plays, it's not going to happen. So I feel like as an offensive unit, we just need bigger playmakers. We need big chunk plays, like you said. It's just overall just being more explosive in just everything that we do. So these 2-3 yard gains, I mean, it can work as we chunk away, but you know, you need those big shots, you need those big runs if you want to start winning these games against, you know, explosive offenses like Oregon and Washington.
I know you guys are upset and frustrated, but what is something that you feel good about?
I think the biggest thing is just, I mean, we have the attitude that we're just going to bounce back. Obviously this loss stings a lot right now, but all the guys are trying to keep a head on right now and just understand that we can't let this loss boil into this week to where we start losing again. So we lose to this team twice, in a sense. So that's kind of where we're at right now. We're just making sure we're focusing on ASU, and this game's behind us now. I mean, it happened last week, so we're focused on this week and just making sure we can win out every single week.
How much time do you give yourself to be mad or upset about a game that goes that way, knowing that you have to turn right back around and get ready for an opponent?
I mean, I guess that's what Sunday's for. I mean, you kind of just rest and just think about the game. But once Monday hits, it's a new week. I mean, you watch film early in the morning, and then we have a team meeting and all that stuff. I think that's kind of right after that team meeting is kind of where it's just like, all right, it's behind us now. Let's move on. Like, we got ASU to worry about. So you got a day, probably a day and a half to kind of soak if you need to. But yeah, that's just kind of what works right now.
Can you tell me about you and Bryson Barnes' connection? I mean, you were flying around, but also he was putting the ball where it needs to go. How are you two doing when it comes to just the day-to-day?
I mean, it's good. I mean, I always tell him just like, you know, you put it out there, I'm going to make sure I make the play. That's what we have to do as receivers, give the quarterbacks confidence. You know, when they put that ball out there, they're trusting that we're going to make the play. And that's kind of the message I gave to him. Like, if you ever are in doubt or you need a big play, you know, I'm always there. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm just waiting for the opportunities to come and just making the most of them.
What have you seen so far from Arizona State's defense?
I think they're getting a lot better. They do a lot of blitzes, a lot of cover four, things like that. Just little nuances that we could pick up on and try to execute and hopefully exploit as well. But, I mean, their record doesn't speak to how hard of a team that they play. Like, they play really hard, and so it's not going to be a walk in the park. If we come off like flat like we did on Saturday, I mean, we can get punched in the mouth. So we definitely have to make sure we you know, buckle up and just make sure we execute this week.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
911, what's your emergency?
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.